Chase and Big Joe live today. NASCAR Awards at the Music City Center. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe with you and continuing our conversations with NASCAR drivers and here celebrating the champion. Tyler Reddick is with us, driver of the number 45 for 2311 Racing. Tyler, what's up? How are you?
Doing great. Yeah, it's NASCAR Awards week, if you would call it that. And it's been a nice week. You know, there's not many places you can go in the middle of the week and still go out and have the nightlife experience like you can in Nashville. So we're certainly enjoying it.
Obviously, you race in Nashville, but have you been here, you know, a few times just kind of hanging out, when you don't have to work?
Yeah, I'd say a lot more so when I was younger, for sure. A number of people in my family used to be involved in the music industry here in Nashville. A couple still are, and so through that I was in and out of Nashville quite a bit over the years when I was younger. So it's been really wild to see how much it's transformed over probably the last, I guess more so last 15 years now. But it's really become quite the thing. It's a great place to come and hang out if you like a party and like to put a few drinks back. It's the place for you. That's for sure.
We were talking before, we came on about, your first season at 2311, obviously transitioned from RCR. I know you have to feel good about the year and winning some races, but I feel like you guys, the sky's the limit of where you can go.
I certainly feel like the potential for great things is there. You know, we're going to continue to work on the areas that we can to make improvements. In the off season here, there's a number of things in a few areas where we can do that. So that's what we're going to be focused on this off season. We're really excited to be moving into our new facility here to start the year next year as well too. The new building going up is going to be a huge boost for all of us. And excited to get to that as well later in the off season.
What's it been like being teammates with Bubba?
It's been great, man. He really knows how to, I guess, keep the morale high. He knows how to really get, in a fun way. He knows how to give you some pressure. He definitely knows how to break the ice, you name it. He does a really good job of that with everybody in the shop. So he's been a great teammate to have. Certainly it's been cool to see and get to pick his brain a little bit on how he looks at the racetracks and the races that we have on our schedule differently than I do. I feel like the two of us and how we approach a race weekend, differs a little bit, but that works really good. As teammates, that works really good for us, I think.
And then also you have Kurt Busch, who's, there and kind of now that he's not driving in an advisory role. How big was that, especially, in your first year with the team?
Yeah, Kurt's help is very, very important. It still is. I'm really glad he's continued to be involved with the team and talk to Billy, talk to Booty, talk to the others that are a part of the organization and help guide us where we need to go. When you look at the whole team is one thing. Where do we need to go next? What area do we need to focus on next? He does a really good job of that. He's smart. He's been a part of the sport a very long time. And he just sees things that not only a few number of drivers can see, and having him and having that advice on our side has been beneficial for sure.
Tyler Reddick is with us. I remember talking to you at Phoenix, and you hadn't won a race yet, and you were kind of like, all right, when is this going to happen? You were running well and had those opportunities. Now that you have several wins under your belt, does it give you a new appreciation of just how difficult it really is to win in the Cup Series and in this sport?
It's the weirdest thing. I feel like it is very difficult to win. When things just line up and go right, it's oddly just weird how that can just happen. On the days you're not expecting to win, then boom, it can just happen. But I guess in a way that goes to show how, like you said, how hard it is to win. You'll certainly feel that way about it more on those days where you have the car, you're doing everything right, you have the track position, and then it kind of falls apart. But it has been wild, no more so, I guess, this year. with Kansas, being able to steal a race away like we did. It was pretty cool to do that way. So it's been nice to get those wins, but certainly they're hard to come by. The faster we get, it feels like, you know, you have more opportunities to win, which is great. But you do notice the times that they get away, because I feel like the more you're in contention for the win, the more that, you know, those little things matter, right? When you miss out on this or that and you lose that race, you know, with a winning car, that's frustrating, right? When you're running fifth to, you know, 15th, it doesn't really hit you as hard. So yeah. That also goes with it as well.
Well, certainly best of luck to you into 2311 moving forward. Enjoy the rest of your time in Nashville. Maybe not too much.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, it's always nice here, but yeah. Yeah. I got it out of my system. Ready to take in some awards and lay low a little bit tonight.
Yeah, I don't blame you for sure. Thanks so much for doing this, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Tyler Reddick joining us here on the program as he is a part of Champions Week here in Nashville. Appreciate it, my man. Have a good one. We'll have more drivers coming up here in just a few minutes here on the program. I think we now have time to maybe step away. Or do we need to step away and Nick, or can we just go to Ryan Blaney?
We can step away for a minute.
Okay, we'll step away, and then you'll hear Ryan Blaney here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.